Practicing principle. Practicing principle. How do we go about practicing principle? How do we go about living principle? How do we go about expressing principle in every area of our life? How can we live principle so that we have results from living principle? How do we live and practice principle so that every moment of our life is the fulfillment of the choices that we make for ourselves, the decisions that we make for ourselves, the determinations that we make for ourselves of what it is that is important for us? Now, what is important for us? Well, it's important for us to live in our ideal spirit, mind, and body. It's important for us to live in our healthy beings. It's important for us to be divine. It's important for us to be wonderful in every possible way. That's what's important for us. But do we really believe that? Do we really believe that it is important and it is proper and it is principal for us to live in and enjoy our ideal spirit, mind, and body now and always? I think it is. Now, many people come to me and ask for treatment. They ask for prayer. They ask for help in the divine path. And it is my great joy to give it to them. It is my great joy to show them the way. It's my great joy to show them the way that works for me. And that's all that I can ever do, is to show the way that works for me. Now, if you believe it, fine. If you don't believe it, fine. If you practice it, fine. And enjoy all the benefits of life. If you don't practice it, fine. Now, are you going to have every experience that you want, every experience that you think about for yourself? Are you going to have it? Are you going to have it? Are you going to enjoy it? Are you going to know it in your life? Are you going to be that every experience of happiness and joy and peace and wonderfulness in your life? Are you going to do that? If you are, then that means that you are practicing principle. That means that you are living the virtues of the principle that you are speaking for yourself. Now, do you want to believe in the principles that you speak for yourself? Do you want to live those principles that you speak for yourself? Do you want to express them in every way in your life, the principles that you speak for yourself? If you do, it means there is no room for doubt in your life. There's no room for hesitation. There's no room for one moment of non-belief that the principles that you're speaking your word for are bringing forth whatever it is that is your choice for yourself. Now, are you strong enough to practice principle? Some people say, oh yes, I meditate and practice principle for 15 minutes a day, for half an hour a day, for an hour. I practice it every moment of my life. When I wake up, I'm practicing principle. When I go to sleep, I'm practicing principle. I live it every moment of my life. I live it because that's who I am. I'm practicing principle. Can you say that? Now, when you say that, are you telling the truth? Are you telling the truth? Are you speaking the truth about yourself? Are you speaking the truth about the principle that you say you believe in? That you say is the only thing that's important for you? Are you practicing it? Well, you know by the results you get. Now, if I say 2 times 2 is 4, and then a minute later I say 2 times 2 is 5, and then I say 2 times 2 is 8, then I say 2 times 2 is 4. Now, that's practicing a principle. That's practicing the principle of confusion. And the more I practice that principle of confusion, the more I experience that confusion in my life. The more I experience that confusion in everything I do. Now, is that what I want to have in my life? That confusion in everything that I do? If that's what I want in my life, I'll have it, you can be sure. Because that's all that matters. That's all that matters to me. And it's all that matters to you or to anyone else. Now, if I'm going to drive my car, I'm going to practice driving my car. I'm going to get in it and drive in a big vacant parking lot. I'm going to drive all over the place and I'm going to drive when there's ice on the road, and I'm going to slam on the brakes and see what happens, and gently put my brakes on, gently do all these things that I want to do. I'm going to practice it and practice it and practice it. And as I do that, I get accustomed to the car, I get accustomed to the brakes, I get accustomed to how the car acts on ice or how it acts on a normal road. And as I get accustomed to it, I'm learning to feel that way and trust that way. And then I go out on the highway. And when I get out on the highway, I drive my car on the proper side of the road. If I'm in Europe, I drive on one side. If I'm in England, I drive on another side. If I drive in America, I drive on another side. And I have to remember these things. And I have to remember that that's how other people are thinking when they're driving. Now, as I'm driving, I want everyone to drive harmoniously and beautifully. And for everyone to drive harmoniously and beautiful means that everyone drives in the same way, in a way that I can trust, in a way that I can believe in a way that is going to bring good results. You drive on the right side and you drive on the left side. I drive on my side and you drive on your side. And we courteously pass each other at 50 miles an hour or 60 miles an hour, 70 miles an hour. We're scooting along the freeway, we're scooting along the highway, and we're driving along at these nice speeds, and we're getting places. And then you allow your consciousness to drift for a moment, and you look off to the side of the road and say, oh, what a beautiful farm, what a beautiful little puppy there. And you turn toward that puppy and you drive into the other traffic lane, and you are a menace to yourself and to everybody else, and you cause accidents. Now, it's not an accident. You drove there because you were inattentive to your driving. You were inattentive to practicing the principle that you say you believe in. You were inattentive to doing what you know you should be doing. You should be having your attention on your driving, not on the little puppy dogs in the yard there, not on people walking along, not on the beautiful countryside. If you want to be a passenger, then have someone else drive. And then you look at the scenery and you look at the things that are coming by. But don't bother the driver while you're doing it. Oh, did you see that? Oh, look over there. Oh, look. And you're causing the driver to be disconcerted. You're causing the driver to look at things that the driver shouldn't be looking at. The driver should be looking at things concerning driving on the road, proper driving, proper handling of the car, proper doing everything. You see, we allow ourselves so often the privilege of letting our mind wander. We allow ourselves so often the privilege of wandering from our principle. We're practicing principle. We say, oh, yes, practicing principle. I'm sitting in the morning practicing principle, and my mind is thinking about what kind of a day I'm going to have and where I'm going to go and what things I'm going to do and the people I'm going to meet and the things I'm going to have as my experiences today. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man, are we off base? We're not practicing principle. We're practicing confusion. We're not practicing principle. We're practicing diversion. And is this what we want? Will be diverted from the principle, from having the results of principle. If at all times I say 2 times 2 is 4, I will work the mathematical principle and get results. If I allow myself to think, no, there's some place in the universe, some place in the cosmos that has different mathematical scales, that has different principles, well, they're not the ones that you're living in right now. They're not the consciousness that you're living in. The consciousness that you're living in is right. 2 times 2 is 4. The consciousness you're living in right now is all is in divine order. The consciousness you're living in right now is I am whole and perfect right now. The consciousness you're living in right now is I am wealthy, I'm healthy, I'm happy, I'm hearty. Everything is good and very good. That's the consciousness that we can be living in if we keep ourselves one-pointed on our principle. If we will practice principle as it must be practiced, you must drive in certain ways with your attention. You think you're driving unconsciously, subliminally, but really, you are driving with your full attention. Your mind may have wandered for a few moments, but your attention, Your driving quality attention was fully on driving. But you make a rather difficult driver, because if something comes along that is not harmonious to your driving, it can upset you and cause you to have a problem. Keep your mind one-pointed on your driving. Keep your mind one-pointed in your practicing principle, and you will always succeed in every goal you have. I'm holding perfect. Sometimes I'm not holding perfect. You see, that's practicing a multi-principle. That's practicing several points of view at one time, and it's only going to bring us unhappiness. It's only going to bring us a feeling of lack of competence. And when you are a confident driver, you will drive always with the principle foremost in your mind. When you are a meditator who meditates with all your heart and soul, one-pointedly, on whatever it is that you're giving your attention to, then you will be successful in your meditations. Practicing the principle is a wonderful thing, but it demands that you give it all the attention that you can. You give it all the attention that you are able. And if you don't succeed in having health and wealth and happiness and harmony and right action and peace and all in divine order, you know you are not practicing principle. You know that you are not putting causes in motion to bring about the results that you want in your life. And if you want these results in your life, it's just a matter of putting the cause in motion, putting the principle in motion. We live in this law of cause and effect. We live in this world of principle. It's not that goodness has to be made to happen in our life. It's there already. It's that we put our consciousness on the idea that it is there already, and we are enjoying it now. And when we do that, then we enjoy it now. If we don't do that, then we will think we have to work at it. We'll think we have to make it happen, and it'll never happen. Today, be master of your thought. Today, be master of everything that goes on in your world. Be master of yourself. And today, let the principle be redeemed, revealed in your life, 100%, every moment of your life. And let nothing come to your attention that disturbs you, because everything comes to your attention that reveals the divine in you, and all is in divine order now and forevermore. This is what it's all about. This is what you're all about. This is what I'm all about. Have a happy day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.